So who was all here last week for the revival conference we had with Brother Rich Shelton? Amen. It was awesome. So if you wasn't here, not trying to discourage you, but I encourage you to go online and go back and listen to those sermons. They were powerful. I know they wrecked me personally in my life. So just wanted to mention that. And also, if you are a guest with us here this morning, if you would take this welcome to the family card in the seat pocket in front of you, and if you will fill that out and take it to the back, we will have a gift for you at the end of service. And it's just our way of saying thank you for being here this morning. And it's a better way for us to get you connected to Destiny Church. Amen. So as you can see, the title of today's sermon is What Fire Are You Following? It's critical that we are following the correct fire in this hour. I don't know where we are on the end time calendar, but man, we got to be close. Everything that we're seeing, you know, going on, especially over in Israel, and just what we see going on in the world, we have to be somewhere close on that calendar. Come on, man. I'm just being obedient to the Lord this morning. In this hour, church, we better be sold out to Jesus 100%. As Dr. Brown said, now is not the time to play spiritual games. I love what Brother Marcus Rogers said. He said, casual Christians will become casualties. I'm going to say that again. He said, casual Christians will become casualties. I know that's strong wording, man, but it's the truth. Christian rapper KB, he words it this way. He said, who is in more danger, those who are persecuted or the comfortable? I believe in America, we are comfortable. Our brothers and sisters overseas are being persecuted every single day. I'm just saying this out of love this morning. So I'm going to have you all stand to honor the reading of God's word. Some of you was already standing, so that's cool. So we're going to be reading Isaiah chapter 50, verses 10 through 11. And we all know who the prophet Isaiah is, who was taken up to heaven in a vision. And he, you know, told the Lord, like when God said, who will I send? He said, send me, Lord. So this is the prophet Isaiah. So Isaiah 50, verses 10 through 11. When you're there, say, oh, yeah. All right. That's good. That sound good. That sound good enough to me. So it's about 80%. All right. Here we go. And I'm reading out of the ESV translation. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Verse 11. Behold, all of you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your own fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. Father, I just thank you for your word this morning, God. And Father, I pray that we would allow your word to come and cut things out of us that don't belong. Come and remove things, Lord. And Father, we thank you that it is your kindness that draws us to repentance. And we thank you, Father, that your mercies are new every morning. Today is a new day to lay things down, to go deeper in you. And Father, I just pray that you would have your way in this place. I pray that we will humble ourselves and that we would just allow you to come and do whatever you want today. Holy Spirit, move in this place, breathe on us today. And Father, we just want your kingdom to come, your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. So I have 3 points that will tell us if we're following the correct fire. Point number one, we fear the Lord and obey those who God has placed over us. Right. So I believe the American church has lost its fear of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. I believe the American church has lost its fear of the Lord. So when we read in the book of Revelation 19, and I'm going to say this morning, it's going to be a bloodbath when Jesus returns. It's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, you can go read it for yourself on your own time. And I get it. The Lord is long suffering. He's the lamb that was slain. He loves us. He's merciful. But he's also a warrior, and he's also the lion of the tribe of Judah. Just want us to understand that. So we better fear the Lord. Because I feel like in the American church, we try to water that down like, oh, it ain't really like that kind of fear. It's a different kind of fear. No, we better fear the Lord. I can't say that enough this morning. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus said, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. See, I believe in the American church, we fear our bosses, right? We fear this. We fear not getting a promotion. We fear what's in our bank accounts. All these different things we fear, but yet we don't fear the Lord. And I'm not saying go to work and we disrespect our bosses. Please don't hear that. But the one we should fear is God and him alone. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 reads, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One's insight. So as we just read in Proverbs, fear, not only fearing the Lord, is we should do that anyway. It comes with a blessing. It is the beginning of wisdom. So the only way we can have that godly insight, that spiritual wisdom, is by fearing the Lord and by putting him first. Amen. Is this making sense this morning, or just checking in on y'all? And for the second part of point number one, obey those who God has placed over us. Oh, man, we have a huge problem with this in the American church. We not saying here, talking about everybody else. All right. So just bear with me. But we have the mindset in the American church. Who does that person think they are telling me something? Like who do they think they are? They're not God. Right. So let's see what the Bible has to say about, you know, leadership. So Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give a account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Right. So I get it. In the American church, we have a lot of abusive leadership. I get that. We hear stories after stories coming out, and that's heartbreaking. However, the Bible says vengeance is the Lord's. So we let God handle those leaders that's abusing their power in the church, if I can word it that way, because vengeance is his. Right. So just a quick story to share as far as being obedient to leadership. So I remember my very first sermon I preached probably about, I don't know, 12 years ago. It was a long time ago. And I'm thinking like, man, like, thank you, Lord. It was awesome. I thank you. You know, a lot of amens, you know, like, thank you, Lord. So I get a call from Pastor Eric like, hey, I want to see you in the office. Like the next day, I'm thinking like, OK, like either this is about to be good or this is about to be bad. Right. So after work, I meet Pastor Eric in the office, and, you know, he started off with saying, he said, brother, I love you. I'm like, okay, he's about to get on me. Like, if a person start off like that, they about to get on you, right? So he just began to go over the sermon I had preached, and he was just keeping it real with me, right? He was just being transparent, and he was telling me things that I needed to work on, things that I did good, things that I, you know, dropped the ball on. And I remember sitting there at that moment, and my flesh was feeling one way. My flesh is like, man, I'll never grab another microphone again. I'm done. I was listening to my flesh and the voice of the enemy. But then the voice of the Lord came, and I'm so thankful for the Lord, man. He spoke to me. He said, obey your pastor. Listen to him. He said, listen to him. Listen to the wisdom that he's giving you, right? So it's critical that we listen to our leadership. I can't stress that enough, because like I said a few moments ago, this is bad in the American church. You know, the American church has that wild, wild west mindset, that long survivor mindset. I don't need no one's help. I don't need no one telling me what to do. Hey, I'm just going there this morning. I'm talking to myself too. So I have a quick example, and this is only one of many. So say Pastor Dylan gets up on a Sunday morning and the Holy Spirit gives him a word, right, for the body. And he delivers that word. And say the word is a strong, like, rebuke, right? Like, you need to turn from your sins. You need to stop doing this and that. The Lord loves you, but you have to repent. If we reject that word, we're literally rejecting God. Because the Lord spoke that through Pastor Dylan or Pastor Jason, right, or Pastor Eric. So we must understand, when we reject leadership, we are rejecting God. And we read throughout the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah that over and over again, the children of Israel were pushing back on what the prophet Isaiah was saying to them. Right. And in reality, they was rejecting what the Lord was saying to them. Just let me know if this is all right this morning, man. Just being real. So point number two. We rely on the fire of the Lord. So how will we know if we're relying on the fire of the Lord? I'm glad you all asked. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. This is the Apostle Paul. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposite to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries. Divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and all these things, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Strong words from Paul. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Verse 23. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things that there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh in his passions and desires. So as we just read that, we see that there's a difference between the flesh and the Spirit of God, right? There's a difference between following our own fire and following the fire of the Lord. Amen. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 16. Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So our lifestyles will show us which fire we're following. And I'm not saying this to sound judgmental. I'm not saying this to sound harsh this morning. But the way that we live, we can judge our own lifestyles. Or people around us will see it and they will be able to tell, like, wait a minute, that person is following his own fire. He's not following the fire of the Lord. And like I said, I'm not saying this to be mean this morning, just releasing what the Lord gave me this week. And moving on to point number three, we have not kindled our own fire. This point is critical. Making our own fire leads to destruction. I'm going to say that again. Making and living by our own fires will lead us to destruction. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 reads, there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way to death. I got story after story of me following my own path and how it almost led to death. And I remember, I think I was around 19 or 20 years old, somewhere around there. And my brother Rex had just got saved, and he was preaching to me, ministering to me. And I was hearing him, but then some things I wasn't receiving, right? And I will never forget. So I grew up on the west side of Dayton, just for those of you who don't know that. And on the west end, there's a lot. Let me word it this way. It's real easy to get caught up. It's real easy to get killed. I'm just going to word it boldly. It don't take much. So I remember one night, I just had a real bad feeling. Like, I felt like something bad was going to happen. And my brother Rex, he had already told me, like, Quan, I just feel like you need to stay in the house, right? I'm like, man, it's something that you say that because I've been having a bad feeling. And then I ordered a pizza that night. And it's something how God will even use people that's not saved. So the guy that showed up that delivered the pizza, it was a guy that I went to high school with. So we talking and, you know, I give him his money and all that. I tip him. And he's turning around to get in his car. And he said, hey, Quan, stay in the house tonight. He's like, I just felt led to tell you that. He's like, stay in the house. And I'm like, back then, you know, I had a whole different mindset. I was like, man, you're not my dad. That's what I told him. He's like, man, stay in the house. He's like, I just feel the need to tell you, you need to stay home. So, of course, I ignored it, right? So I get a phone call about a house party. And I'm going back and forth. I'm going back and forth like, man, like, I feel like something bad is going to happen, but I don't want to miss out on this party at the same time. So I end up going to this party, and I take my little brother with me, right? So we get to this party, and these apartments, it was only like one way in and one way out, and we were up on the second floor. So it wasn't, once you was up there, only way you was coming out was through the window, right? So it was only one way in, one way out. So we're sitting there, and partying and all that. And this girl runs into the apartment. She has a BlackBerry cell phone and she locks the door. So we all looking like, man, like, where did you get this cell phone? And she said, I stole it from a drug dealer. So if you're from the west side of Dayton, people have what you called a drug phone or a trap phone, if I can word it that way. That's like all of their contacts, right? So All the people that's there, they're laughing. Me and my brother, we like, man, this ain't good. Because, like, did he follow her here? Like, do he know she's here? So next thing you know, about five minutes later, we hear a bang on the door. And we peek out the window. The guy is standing there, and he has a gun in his hand. Now, all of our cell phones were dead, so we couldn't call nobody. And I will never forget this. I remember going to the corner of this apartment and I said, Lord, I know I followed my own desires and led me and my brother here. But I said, God, please get us out of this. I said, I know I'm not obedient to you. I know I'm not serving you. I said, but Lord, not like this. Please get us out of this. And through the Lord's mercy, a guy showed up, and I guess this drug dealer guy worked for this person. Right. So he seen me and my brother in the window, and he recognized our face. And he was like, Quan and Dejon? And we like, yeah, man. He's like, man, come down here. So he told old dude to back off. He's like, hey, man, I know them. I know they family. Give them a pass. Right? And the guy started hitting on the girl. I mean, and I, forgive me, y'all, for what I'm about to say next. Me and my brother got out of there. You would think we would have tried to stay and help, but at that moment, we probably would have got killed. Now, that girl did survive. She's still living. But me and my brother, we left. And I remember that, looking back on that, as I was preparing for this sermon, I got into that situation because I was following my own desires. I was following my own way. I was following my own fire. Right? So just being real this morning. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? So, church, we must get and understand that we hear a lot, I'm going to follow my heart. Or we hear a lot, follow your feelings, follow your own heart. If we do that, that will lead us to destruction. I'm going to word it a little stronger. If we follow our own fire, our own heart, if we have kindled our own fire, it will lead us to hell. I'm just being honest this morning, and I'm preaching to myself as well. When we kindle our own fires, church, we neglect quiet time with the Lord. And what happens, it goes from just cutting out a few days to eventually having a non-existent prayer life. That's what happens when we are on the path and have kindled our own fire. Now we're relying on ourselves. We're relying on our own strength, and we're not relying on the Lord. Jesus told the disciples, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The only way we can feed our spirit man is by having a prayer life. But when we have kindled our own fire and we're walking by our own torches, now we are under the influence of either our flesh or a demon. And eventually, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, it may not be next month, but eventually that path will lead to destruction. Please hear this this morning. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. I'm saying this morning, church, out of love. It's critical that we stop following our own fire. It's critical that we start leading our own way. So Satanists, one thing that they love to say, they say, do what thou wilt. Right. A lot of people think Satanists necessarily just bow down to Satan statues. Not all of them. Most of them have the mindset of you are your own God. That's why they say pretty much do what thou wilt means do what you want to do. Follow your own fire. You are your own God. You are your own person. You do what feels right. And that lie right from the pit of hell will send us to hell. We have to be careful, church. That's why the Bible says that God resists the prideful, but he accepts the humble. And the beautiful thing about God giving us mercy every morning, it's a new opportunity to say, Lord, I'm done with my way of living. I want to lay it down at your feet. And as we went over in point one, if a leader approach you, or I can even throw this in there. If a leader or a brother or a sister approach you and be like, hey, man, I noticed you've been slacking lately, or I noticed this, or hey, man, how have your prayer life been? How much have you been reading the word of God? Let's not get offended. Let's not be prideful about it. And let's be transparent and be honest. If we have been slacking, let's keep it real. Like, hey, man, I'm gonna be honest. I ain't prayed in 2 weeks. Or I'm gonna be honest, man, I've been struggling with this or that. Or the Lord may speak directly to a brother or a sister and they may just text you. Receive that word. Don't reject it, because we can literally be rejecting God. So I just want us all to stand. I know this wasn't a long sermon this morning, but I don't want us to be quick to run out of here. Let's not have the mindset of, oh, it's early. I can go make Golden Corral or whatever it may be. Let's not rush this. I know Golden Corral nasty, right? I don't like it. Yep. But I want to close with this. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. Verse 22. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? Verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So reading this passage this week, it really hit me. How will we ever end up in a Matthew 7 situation if we call ourselves Christians? The answer is simple. We've been following our own fire all along and not the fire of the Lord.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. This message and other resources are available at destinydayton.com.